So in the exercise we're about to do, I'm going to get you to have a look at a painful emotion with an attitude of curiosity. It's a voyage of discovery, a way of exploring a painful emotion and seeing it with new eyes. So, first of all, take a moment to get in touch with emotions or one emotion or perhaps a mixture of emotions that you find painful or difficult. Think about your reality gap. Think about whatever it is that you're struggling with and see if you can tap into one of those painful feelings. Now, take a slow, deep breath, really pushing all the air out of your lungs, emptying them completely, and then allowing them to fill by themselves. Perhaps take two or three slow, deep breaths in this manner. And again, noticing how once the lungs are empty, they automatically refill all by themselves. Now, with an attitude of childlike curiosity, start at the top of your head and scan downwards and notice what is happening in your body. Notice where in your body is this feeling the strongest. Is it in your forehead, eyes, jaws, mouth, throat, your neck, shoulders, chest, abdomen, pelvis, buttocks, arms, or legs? If you have gone numb, continue with the exercise, but focus on the sensations of numbness. Once you have located this feeling, observe it with curiosity, as if you are a marine biologist who has encountered some fascinating new denizen of the deep. See if you can discover something new about this feeling, about where it is, about what it feels like, or how it behaves. Notice its energy, its pulsation, its vibration. Notice the different layers within it. It's not just one feeling or one sensation. There are layers within layers within layers. Notice where it starts and stops. Is it shallow or deep? Is it at the surface of your body, or is it in the middle, or does it go all the way through you? Is it moving or still? Light or heavy? What is the temperature within this feeling? Is it all the same temperature, or can you perhaps discern hot spots and cold spots within it? Maybe you can notice some pulsation or vibration, or some pressure, some aching. Notice any resistance you might have to this feeling. Can you notice yourself tensing up around it? Are you breathing more rapidly and shallowly? Is your mind protesting or fretting or trying to make this feeling go away? Now, as you notice your emotion, name it. Silently say to yourself, here's fear, or here's anger, or here's guilt. If you can't pinpoint the exact name of the emotion, then try, here's pain, or here's stress, or here's numbness. And continue to observe this emotion as if it is some fascinating sea creature. The big difference now is that this creature has a name. You know what you are dealing with. Breathe slowly and deeply, and imagine your breath flowing into and around this feeling in your body. And as you do this, it's as if in some magical way you expand, as if all this space opens up inside you, breathing into and around the feeling, not to get rid of it, but to make room for it. This is the space of awareness. And just as the ocean has room for all its inhabitants, your own spacious awareness can easily contain all your emotions. So breathe into it, open up around it. See if you can soften up, loosen up around it, give it some space. Also breathe into any resistance that you notice within your body. Breathe into any tension, knots, contractions. Make space for all of that too. Also breathe into any resistance from your mind. The smoky haze of no or bad or go away or I don't like this feeling, please get rid of it. Breathe into those sorts of thoughts and feelings too. Make room for that resistance. And as you release the breath, also release your thoughts. Instead of holding on to them, let them come and go like leaves floating in the breeze. There is no need to like or want or approve of this emotion. Just see if you can allow it. Allow it to be where it is, simply because it's already there. So why fight it? Make peace with it. Let it have its space. Give it room to move. Give it permission to do what it's already doing, to be as it already is. Continue to breathe into and around the feeling, softening up, loosening up, making room. So now let's expand our awareness. Once you've made space for this feeling in your body, the aim is to expand that awareness, continue to notice your feeling, and at the same time recognize it is only one aspect of the here and now. Around this feeling is your body. And with that body, you can see and hear and touch and taste and smell. So take a step back and admire the view. Continue to notice what you're feeling, but also notice what you are hearing and seeing and touching. Open your eyes. What kind of things can you see around you? Look up above you. Look down at the floor. Look to the side. What's the light like? What time of day or night is it? Notice what you can smell and taste. Is the air fresh? Is it moving or still? Notice the various sounds that you can hear. Sit up in your chair. Or get into your body, move your arms and your legs, have a stretch. Stretching out your awareness in all directions. Think of your awareness as the beam of a powerful torch revealing what lies hidden in the darkness. Shine it in all directions to get a clear sense of where you are. Remember, you're not trying to distract yourself from the feeling. You're simply aiming to keep it in awareness while at the same time connecting with the world around you. If you're not already stretching, then once again, have a really good stretch. Straighten those arms out. Stretch any part of your body that you like. Feel that sense of your body opening and stretching. But also stretch out your hearing and your sight. Notice what you can see and hear. Allowing the feeling to be there, along with everything else that is also present. Notice what you're feeling and thinking, what you're doing and how you're breathing. Notice it all. Take it all in. Straddling two worlds with your awareness, the one within you and the one outside you. Illuminating both with your consciousness. And in bringing this exercise to an end, I invite you once again to take one of your hands and place it gently on your body. Place it on the pain or on top of your heart and direct some warmth and kindness inwards towards yourself. Once again, see if you can reach inwards to yourself with the same sense of warmth, kindness, and compassion that you would direct towards a loved one who was in pain. Resting your hand on your body, feeling the warmth flowing into and around this pain or this numbness, or just above your heart, and again feeling this sense of warmth and kindness flowing into and around your heart. See if you can have a sense now of reaching inwards with warmth and kindness towards yourself, and also reaching outwards with warmth and kindness to the world outside you. Eyes wide open, ears wide open, engaging fully with the here and now. And see if you can now take this sense of engagement and warmth and self-compassion out into the world, out into your daily routine. Thank you.